orientation, and more specifically, just their ability to handle language, their ability to express themselves. And that was really one of our first kind of insights that we could see, that sisters with not much content in the autobiography, that they tended to be at high risk 60 years later for the pathology of Alzheimer's in the brain as well as the symptoms. And so, again, kind of tapping both probably language and short-term memory very early on in life.
You started to ask some really interesting questions, such as, do grammatically complex sentences with lots of embedded clauses predict that you are any less likely to get Alzheimer's? And if your sentences are really simple, does that mean you're more likely to get Alzheimer's? What led you to even ask this question?
Well, about a dozen years ago, I was in the library and I found an article on short-term memory testing in college freshmen. And they found that the college freshmen who could write grammatically complex sentences, they tended to score very high on what's called working memory, which is what just happened seconds ago. And it makes sense. In order to complete a complicated idea-dense sentence, you've got to remember what you just did a few seconds ago for it all to hang together. And so this one particular study showed that this short-term memory and the ability to pack a lot of ideas in a sentence was